Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your man with the mic, the host, Kyle. We got a wonderful conversation for you today. On this Weekly Conversation, can you believe it? What liberals could do if they would actually do something good for this country instead of trashing it? Also, a Minnesota man for 29 years has been declared dead by the IRS, and because he was dead, they would only give him like part of his taxes back. Now they won't give any of them. Now we can't even file them. I want to get into that because that's just crazy. Also, the New York Times columnist says, has an article that says the 100 days of horror and says Trump has been a complete failure. I want to see what he considers a success. I mean, if that's a failure, Lord help us. He's keeping the boat afloat. He's a failure. Well, I guess that means he would, if he sinks the boat, he'll be a, I don't know. He's just, I don't get it. General Jack Keane on Fox News basically said that there's escalating tensions between, you know, good old fashioned, you know, North Korea and the United States and all this stuff, and, you know, what he says and what I've said and what wasn't done. I mean, basically, even when Clinton was president, Bill Clinton, things he should have done to stop things that Bush had to do. I'll get into some things about that. Gary Sinise, amazing actor, a huge supporter of our policemen, our firefighters, our military. It's a Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame. You know, they need to take about half of those stars and rip them out. And he is deserving of one. Thank God he finally got it. UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter from Fort Belvoir, Virginia, right across the Potomac, crashed. One pilot, one of the members have died, and the other two have walked away. I'm going to get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. 1 Peter 2, 15 and 16. It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. Don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Kind of think about that as you're going through your evening today, and that's going to kind of make sense a little bit, because what's kind of going on in this world. I will be probably halfway through doing another Facebook Live and everything, folks, and we've got everything figured out with that. So halfway through, if you're a friend of me on Facebook or whatever, you can check it out and hang out. Into all my fans in England, thank you so much for tuning in. I've got some bad news about the Champions League. I mean, I'll get into that and much more. So thank you all for tuning in. And I want to just get into something. Someone asked me one time, they said, well, why United? You know, because a lot of, because I've had a couple people say they like the show because it's like, it's not just, you know, I mean, I am political because I'm from the U.S., but I also do like I do talk about motorsports and football and some other things and, you know, cannabis and stuff. And it's just kind of nice that it's not just about one thing. It's not like, okay, it's an hour show only about football or it's only about motorsports. You know, you touch on all kinds of different stuff and it's kind of nice, you know. But, well, like being a football fan that I have been for most of my life, it was hard to follow any other team. I mean, they were like they were hard to follow back then, you know, but it was still, you know, you could follow them. I remember one time, I must have been like 10 years old, turning on ESPN, and they had the rugby tournament. And it was just amazing. And I'm just like, the Nations tournament. I'm like, this is so cool. And I just got hooked, you know. And I played soccer when I was young, and I wanted to be in the midfield, and I was no good in the midfield. And what they did is they said, okay, we're going to try you at goal. Okay. And somehow when I became the goalie, I turned into an Edwin van der Sar. The first game I was goalie, the other team didn't even score, and we won like 5-0. And it wasn't, you know, and they said, okay, yep, you're the goalie. And for like the couple seasons I did it, I was the goalie, and we dominated because no one could get past me. But I always wanted to be out in the midfield. And he goes, well, you have a chance to be an Edwin van der Sar or like a De Gea. You're just amazing. So, and I learned that you put people where their strengths are. If they're good for a goalie, then you put them at goalie, wherever. But, you know, that's kind of how that is, you know, and I've just always been a fan of it. And it's nice now that you can actually follow them through social media, and you can actually see the games. Because I don't know how many people out there from Britain have TalkSport. We have that app, and I try to listen to some of the games on there when I can't watch it live. And half the times it says, you know, that this game you're trying to listen to cannot be listened to due to rights restrictions. So I want to find out how to have my phone registered as like a British phone. So it says I'm from there, so I can listen. But some of the games I can get on there, but it's just some of them, I guess, because it's on TV here and different things that I can't listen to it at work. But then again, you know, it's like on Easter. The game was at like 11 o'clock, so we're at mass. So, but it's a lot of fun. And it's just nice that I can follow it now. So, hey, kind of how it goes. And they were the main team I can follow, and that's why I've always liked United. And I've never looked back. And but moving on, and I'll get back to some football at the end of the show. But this will sort of make sense. Trump's brother was on Fox News, and he basically made comments to the effect of, you know, it's hard to believe as an American that so many people would basically rally against what makes sense for America. All these people that are, because there's been Berkeley rallies recently with these people, and there's a kid, and of course he's hiding his identity. He's got like a scarf over his face, and he's like, you know, calling this military veteran unpatriotic. And these people that are calling them unpatriotic are the ones that are out there burning flags and stuff. And it makes perfect sense because they're being paid. It's the exact same stuff that was going on during the election, where they're there just to try to rile up stuff so that they can get this guy that's in a wheelchair, that's a vet, pissed off and angry, so they can say, oh, look at this kook. Look at this guy that supports the Constitution and America and freedom. He's a kook. I mean, I've said it before on the program. If you're new to the program, I've said this before. Those kids are like chickens. And Tyson, a.k.a. George Soros, is giving them like $1,500 to protest. Okay? Those chickens are getting food from Tyson. Well, imagine if they realized what happens at the end of the giving of the free food. If those chickens knew what happened at the end of the free food, that, oh, there's going to be a guy that's going to grab me by the legs, throw me in a truck in a little cage, slam the door on me, and take me to a slaughterhouse where I'm going to be hung by my feet, and I'm going to be put in a water bath and electrocuted and stunned, and then have my head chopped off and be cut up to be eaten as chicken wings, they probably would be running from that free food. If these people knew what they were really supporting, they would be running from that money. You would hope. But they don't care. They don't look at it. It's like those people. I'm getting the money. I'm getting the money. Where are you getting the money? From Obama? He's giving it to us. Where is he getting the money? I don't know, but we're getting the money. Excuse me. Got a dry throat, but I don't get it. I don't get it, but that's how the cookie crumbles, folks. These people are retarded. They just see the money. They don't see the consequences. If they took that time that they're protesting and okay, I would love to be at that thing. I'd go to one of those rides. I'd be like, sir, okay, if I am anti-American and you're not, if you're truly patriotic, why aren't you at the soup kitchen helping serve people? Why aren't you cleaning up the streets? Why aren't you helping out? I forgot. It was a Democrat by the name of John F. Kennedy that said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. What are you doing for it? Why are you protesting? If you truly are a patriot and support America, why aren't you helping this country out? Why aren't you sweeping the streets? Why aren't you helping out? Why aren't you at a soup kitchen? Why don't you go trying to find a homeless person here and give them money to get something to eat? Or give them 14 bucks and say, here you go. Get a room for the night. I'm anti-American. I'm not going to do that stuff. I support Trump. I'm anti-American. You're not. You should be helping all this stuff. I don't believe in helping people or giving back to America. Remember, it's tax time, folks. And since Trump won't hand out his tax return, well, he's double standard. Like he said in the debate, he said this, and I quote, Hillary, you've been in Congress for 30 plus years. You're using the same laws I am. You had the opportunity the whole time you're here to get rid of these loopholes for taxes. You won't get rid of them because you're doing the same thing I'm doing to get to pay little or no taxes. I kind of wish I had a house because then I could claim a bunch more stuff, but me and my wife aren't home enough to have a house. It doesn't make sense. And then when you try to figure out how much money to take out in taxes because we had to pay, you know, I mean, it's impossible. And then they change the codes every year and it's ridiculous. I looked into it and it's like 120 bucks or something you have to pay in a fine just to be able to, if you qualify, if you're the 250th percentile of the poorest people, okay, if you have that issue, then if you're that low, then you can pay a $125 fine and like a $43 fine, and you can pay over time, and you can take your taxes you owe and pay it over like payments. But you have to go through you have to have all this stuff. I mean, if you don't have the money to pay the taxes in the first place, how can you even expect to sit there and go, okay, wait a minute. I can't afford these taxes. So how am I going to afford this extra money that I have to pay just to be able to pay over time? It makes no sense. I don't get it, but that's me. I'm just an American that pays my taxes. I'm just telling you, I don't get it, folks. I don't understand, and maybe I'm not supposed to. There's all this stuff now where, Alex Jones and all this stuff said that, I want to bring this up real quick because I just want to get into this because I just saw this and I just had to laugh. It said radio talk show host where he rants about manners of conspiracies in court. He admits it is just an act. Okay. What did Glenn Beck always used to say? Don't take my words. and believe them, look me up. I don't believe anybody out there in media. I take an, okay, let me see. Someone posted this article about this. Let me look it up and see if, is it on ABC? Is it on Fox News? Is it on more than one media outlet? Usually, my phone will pop up. Fox News alert. Tommy Chong has just died. Okay, he isn't dead, folks. He did a video. But there are so many posts out there of fake posts that he had died. He actually got on Facebook, and he did a Facebook, like a Twitter thing, and he's holding a joint and smoking it, and he goes, I'm not bleeping dead. I'm here. I'm alive. Don't believe that effing BS online. I'm alive, folks. And it was like a little 10-second little clip, you know. But usually if someone dies, it'll come up as Yahoo News or Facebook instantly on my phone. This person's dead, you know. But if I listen to Alex Jones, which I love, InfoWars, I look it up. Is there truth to it? Someone posted this? If there's more than one news article covering it, I can say, yeah, that sounds legit. It's realistic. And that's what I do. That's what we have to do with all this media that's out. You have to cipher through all the BS to get the one or two stories. And sometimes the story is the same, but they have a different viewpoint. But that's just how it is. I want to get into this because this is hilarious. This is Adam Ronin of Arizona. No, of Minnesota. I mean, not Arizona, Minnesota. Sorry. He is saying that since he's been 4 years old, the IRS has been saying that he's dead. Okay, he's dead, really? In 2009, they said since he's dead, he can only get half of his tax return. That makes sense. That makes no sense. They're talking to a guy who's dead on the phone. Now, he tried to file with his wife through H&R Block, and they said, we can't file. You're dead. He goes, what do you mean I'm dead? I'm right here. And he has been on the phone for hours and hours and hours. I got news for you, Adam. If you want this to end real fast, tell your employer not to take any taxes out on your check. And what will happen is almost instantaneously, they'll be coming after you for the taxes you owe. Wait a minute. I'm dead. I mean, he's probably owed like 20 grand in taxes that he overpaid. But hey, this is nuts. Since he's been 4 years old, you're dead. Yep, 2009. Now, see, that explains the government right there. You're dead, so we're only going to give you half of your tax return because we can't give it all because you're dead. He needs to legally change his name to Casper the Friendly Ghost. That'd be hilarious. Yeah, my name is Casper. I'm the Friendly Ghost, and I'm actually alive, but they say I'm dead. I don't get it. And I guess this is getting to be a big headache. But hey. What do you know, folks? What do you know? It's our wonderful government at hand. But I would like to say this to my fans in Britain and in France. It's nice to see some of you Brits waking up. When you have people that are like, you know, F England and go to hell and Britain sucks and down with Britain. And you're just supposed to sit there and take these people that are allowed to trash your country? It's crazy. But hey, what do you expect? It's nice to see people in other countries waking up like we did. And I think that's what's, I think that they're going after Trump big time because they're scared because people are waking up and they're starting to see that, hey, these people are waking up and they're realizing that they're getting screwed. All these politicians in America are basically like, well, we got to do something because our way of life is done. I had no money, nothing. Now I'm a billionaire because I've been in Congress for 40 years, ripping off the American people. See, what I do is this company gives me $100 million. And then what I do is I pass all these laws that help this company. The problem we deal with here, folks, is this. These WikiLeaks emails from Julian Assange. And I tell my friends this. I said, I know we disagree because you're on the left and I'm on the right. But look at it like this. If you can't see how corrupt our government is, there's nothing I can do for you. And notice I said government. I didn't say Democrats are great, Republicans suck, or vice versa. Most of my posts and most of the things I tell you about are hopefully trying to wake you up to how corrupt this government is and that Democrats are screwing you just as bad as Republicans. But they don't care. I mean, you could have something that refers to if it's going to trash Trump, they'll believe it no matter what it is. Most of my friends, not all, a lot of them. But if it was to praise Trump, they wouldn't believe it no matter how true it is. Trump is playing a crap load of golf. And it is costing a lot of money if he's flying down the floor and playing golf and doing this stuff. I will admit that. That's something that should be addressed. But at the same time, when he's going down there, do you know what he's doing? He's got diplomats from China and diplomats from Russia and Japan and these other countries. Okay. Melissa, sit right across the room from me, right across the chair from me. We're going to talk. We got to discuss business. That's probably going to be hard to do. If I take you out in the golf course and we just openly talk while we're man to man, while we're out in the open, you can get a lot more done. He's someone that was given $1 million from his dad and paid it back 50 times over. He's a businessman. He knows how to get stuff done. And if it means taking someone on the golf course and playing around the golf with them to get business done, because he can get more accomplished and just sit behind a desk, then so be it.
If Obama was doing the same thing,
they'd praise him.
Different.
Yeah, it would. They'd be praising him. It'd be totally different.
But he wasn't.
But he was just by himself. I mean, I am concerned about the cost of that. Because it's not cheap to fly Air Force One.
Saving more money than what Obama ever did.
Oh, I know.
He could be on vacation for the next 4 years. He wouldn't need as much money as Obama did.
Yep. But that is the biggest concern, just the amount of money it costs to use. Because I guess he's flying in Air Force One when he does this. So I don't know. I'm going to look into that and find out if he's actually able to use his own plane or not. So we'll find out. But I mean, still, he's not taking a salary. He's not having, his wife ain't asking for to be paid. What was Michelle Obama saying?
Or her mama paid.
Yeah. Barack Obama was trying to get, his mama to get like a pension, like money every year. You notice how you have years of like scuttles and tensions and all this stuff in foreign countries, and then you have years where you don't, and years where you do, and years where you don't. I'll tell you how that happens. The DPRK, as I refer to it, the DPRK is what, if you're new to the program, that's what the North Koreans call their country. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea. These tensions have been escalating for a long time. Obama didn't do anything about it. Obama wanted to be like Clinton. I didn't have to hardly do anything. I didn't have to really... See, we didn't have to have any issue. We didn't have to... Yada, yada. No. You should have done stuff. Bill Clinton should have done things. But he didn't. He wanted to be seen as someone that didn't have to go to war, didn't have to use any military, didn't have to do anything. And then this stuff bottlenecks and it falls on the next president because Obama didn't do anything. It's been going on about 2 or 3 years that this stuff has been bubbling in Syria. What did those Syrian people say? Obama would have never done anything to help us. I wish it didn't come to bombs, but, you know, hey, we need help. We want to live in our own country. We want to be free. Makes sense. I mean, I'd want to live in my own country. I wouldn't want to have someone tell me that what I have to be and what I have to do. And but that's just how it goes. I mean, some people, I guess, just want that. They just want to think that, oh, you're racist because you don't want to have these refugees here. They don't want to be here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to burn down your house and I'm going to displace you and I'm going to put you in a YMCA. See how you like it. Okay? See how you like it. Well, hey, you're being this. Well, you don't want to be a, live in the YMCA. Why not, man? They're going to put you up. They're not racist. No, you want to live at home. My parents' house got hit by lightning. It was like a month and a half that they were out of their house.
At least.
But hey, it doesn't matter, folks. What matters is we've had 8 years of nothing being done, and now you have a president that's having to deal with all this crap from Syria and from North Korea. It's just one of those things that he's having to deal with. It's not like North Korea all of a sudden started shooting nuclear missiles. They've been testing these since Obama's been in there. But Obama didn't do anything. Trump's finally saying, hey, duds or no duds, one of these times,
don't cross the red line.
Yeah, don't cross the red line. And but hey, what do you expect from a president that didn't do anything? Trump's on the golf course handling business, just like you take and you go out to dinner and you say, hey, we're going to go out and have a business meeting. We're going to go have dinner. Let's go have a bottle of wine. We'll discuss business. Now, here, see, that would be business for Barack Obama. Trump, it's, oh, he's going out on America's dollar and having dinner. So, hey. I'm about to go Facebook Live here in a little bit, folks, so I want to thank you all so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are. Am I live? Yes, folks, I am on Facebook Live on my Facebook page. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. on Facebook Live, and those listening around the world, from France to England to Alaska to Hawaii, on the conversation, Blog Talk Radio. That's what's going on, folks. You can't let something fester for 8 years and do nothing about it. He's got to do something. North Korea has been testing nuclear weapons for how long? And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And something's got to be done. So what's going to happen if they actually shoot a nuclear missile at U.S.? Then what? How are they going to spin that one? Because they can't sit there and say, Trump, way to go. Thanks for saving America. Because you know that any other president that tried to keep visas from countries where there are Muslim majority countries, you know, if anyone else was trying to ban people from Muslim majority countries, they would have had no problem doing it. It's constitutional. But because Trump is doing it, oh God, that's, we can't have that crap. It's ridiculous. It's heresy. The DPRK has been testing for way too long. And sorry, ISIS, but your brother isn't president anymore. You know, there was an attack in California today that killed three people with a guy yelling Allah Akbar. He's in custody. Thank God we have a president that's going to stand up for it. He was actually on the air talking about how illegal gang members and criminals, you are going to get the hell out of this country or be put behind bars. I'm so tired of these sanctuary cities trying to take these people that are illegals, that are gang members and criminals, and harbor them. Oh, we're going to make sure that you don't get taken away by ICE. Well, we should only deport illegals if they do something illegal. That was Nancy Pelosi who said that. What the heck does that mean? They're illegal. There's no paperwork. They don't have the right to be here. And then when you take these people we need to harbor them. We need to keep them away from the law and the authorities, even though he's killed 10 people. Is every illegal a murderer or a criminal or a gang member? No, but they're wanting to harbor those, and they have. I mean, you have people that have been killed 7, 8, 9 times. They've killed people, and guess what? They've been killed 7, 8 these people, and they keep getting deported. And then they come back, and they get deported, and they come back. And then finally, I'm moving to sanctuary city where they won't touch me. And then they rape and they kill again. How much sense does that make? It's like those congressmen and senators that were for this transgender law until they saw people that had there was nothing in them that said they were transgender. It was a guy just walking into the women's restroom because the transgender law says a woman can walk into the man's bathroom and vice versa, no matter what. It doesn't say that you have to look like you're a woman if you're a guy, or look like you're a man if you're a woman to be in there. No. If you think you're a man, you can walk into the man's bathroom even if you're a woman with a bra and a skirt on. Well, I thought it was pertaining to people that like had short hair and you know, we're getting breast reduction to have no breast, and we're having a transformation to be a guy. No. Transgender bathroom rule says that I can go in the woman's restroom even if I'm looking like a guy with jeans and a shirt on and a hat. I don't have to do anything special to try to pretend I'm a woman to go into the woman's bathroom. I can just walk right in there. I think I'm a woman, so I can do it. And they're changing their tone. It's nice to see a president that's finally saying, okay, we have Sir 13 gang members in this country that are illegals that are killing people. They need to be out of this country. Would you want them in prison if they were a citizen of the United States? You're damn right you would. So why wouldn't you want them in prison just because they're illegal? Why would you want to harbor them? I don't get it. I just don't understand. I don't get it, folks. Well, there's a group called CAIR, or CAIR, C-A-I-R. And this is what's going to really scare you. Because they are trying to get President Trump overthrown. And it is the Council on American-Islamic Relations. And they are more formally known as CAIR. And they have maintained that they are a calm, and they're about civil rights organization. But if you really look into it, they have ties to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. They are scary. Oh, we're Muslims. We mean no harm. We want to get along with everyone. But if you look into that organization and see who's funding it, they're getting money from Hamas and from the Muslim Brotherhood. And they want to take down America. They want to chop your head off. Yes, you person that's trying to protest Trump. I know you're an army vet, but you're anti-American, and I'm going to burn the flag to prove I'm a patriot. That shows you how idiotic you are. You're that Tyson chicken. You're the person, you know, if there's chickens, like I've said before, if they knew what was going to happen after the end when they get all that food, if they knew they were going to get slaughtered, they probably wouldn't take the free food. If these people realized who this group is, they probably wouldn't support them. But they're supporting them because they want to get rid of Trump. Because he's anti-American. Even though these people are tied to Hamas and tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, they don't care. They don't use their brains. Do I watch Prison Planet? Do I watch InfoWars? Do I watch Alex Jones? Sure I do. Do I believe everything he says? No. I look it up. And is he right? What's right about it? Is he wrong? I don't just say, okay, Tommy Chong's dead. No, I look it up. Usually I can just check my phone. And if there's not a Fox News or a Yahoo News saying, you know, John Travolta died, I'm pretty sure it's a fake. Because I've seen it where Willie Nelson died. And if you looked at it, it was like an ABC address, but it was not actually ABC. It was just off enough to where if you look at it, you think it's ABC. But if you really look at that web address, it wasn't really ABC. But I don't just take people's word. I look it up. And I may get four or five different opinions from different websites. And what I do is this article is correct, but there's different viewpoints. And I try to, what do I think is going on after all this stuff that I've seen? And that's what I try to do. I mean, when you look at I'm going to get into this. This is crazy. But I mean, because when I was in high school, a buddy of mine, Kyle Jones, probably my best friend, was killed in a car crash. And when he was too drunk to drive, so he let his friend drive, not realizing his friend was drunk. And they got in a car crash. My buddy went through the window, but because of a steering wheel, my friend, the other kid, a friend of mine, only had like sprained wrists. And it's hard to put in the context. How can he just have sprained wrist and my friend went through the windshield and died? There was a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter from Port Belvoir, Virginia, which is right over the Potomac from Maryland where it crashed. Leonardtown, Maryland. One of the pilots was killed. The other two just got like minor scrapes. And it's just, I mean, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of the pilot who died and the crew member that died. But I just kind of go back to that night in high school. Okay, when you have someone in this instance that crashed, like two people just get little scrapes, no big deal, and someone dies. And it's hard for a family to probably realize that and come to terms with that. But it's just something that you just have to realize that God's in control and everything happens for a reason. And I just got to the point where I'm like, God had other plans, you know, and nothing I can do. And so it's just one of those things that, you know, they haven't really, the The military hasn't come out with an explanation. Did they hit a tree? Was it a malfunction of the plane? Did the propeller break off? Did the rotor malfunction? We have no, as far as we know right now, what I've looked up, I haven't seen anything that says that there is an explanation on why it went down, but it's like the second or third one in the past couple weeks. So keep the military and all of them in your thoughts and prayers. So, and this is late breaking. H.W. Bush, the first one, has been hospitalized. And the sources say, from a spokesman, that he said he'll be fine. They really didn't get into much detail of what's going on, but I guess he will be fine. So I want to thank you all that's been watching on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for tuning in, and to all those that are here and that are listening to the radio, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to be staying on the radio, so if you're listening on the radio, I'm not going anywhere. But to all those on Facebook Live, have a good night and God bless. Goodbye. But George W. Bush, they really haven't said, from what I read, what's going on with them. Is there what issues are going on? He just said that a spokesman said he has been hospitalized and he will be fine. And he's 92 years old and he's probably just having issues that they just want to take and do some observating and just kind of, you know, make sure he's okay. And hard to believe he's 92. I remember I got to see him in 89 and he was just amazing. So cool to be able to see him, because we had to go through like metal detectors and everything, and they had to pat us down just to get where we could see him speak. And so it's just one of those things that was just it's something that I'll never forget.
What did you go with?
It was with the Boy Scouts.
Oh wow!
So it was just, it was just something you'll never forget. I didn't agree with everything that he supported, but just to see him. Yeah, he did. But, wow. What a show, folks. But, I don't know if you know who Gary Sinise is. He's an actor. Amazing. I love the guy. He supports our firefighters, our policemen, our military. If you ever watch, they have those Golden Corral commercials where you get like a veteran to get a free meal. He always does the commercial. He's just an amazing, you know, he reminds me of MacGyver, because MacGyver, when he did his show, a lot of it was about real life things. He did a lot of the shows based on actual events that were going on, and he wanted the people to be aware of stuff. Like, he did an episode on Fix. It was a pesticide and stuff that they used in Mexico and stuff, which was legal, and then that produce would come over here. And it was banned in the U.S., and there were some people that got a hold of it and were using it here, and it was killing the workers and making them sick. And Gary is one of those people that would, you know, that was very much, this is for the veterans, this is for the firefighters, this is for, you know, I just act. You know, they are the real heroes. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream. But to see him get a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, amen. He deserves it more than anybody. It's just amazing, folks. It is. It's just great to see someone, you know, because they have all these half-wit people that... I just hope I never see, like, Justin Bieber get, like, a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If he got one, I'd like, yeah, can you take mine off? Because if he can get one, then it's not worth it. It doesn't mean anything. But, hey. What do you know? It's just one of those things, you know, that it's nice to see it go to someone that it makes it like worthwhile. It's kind of like, well, it's kind of like that. Barack Obama got one, you know. I always, you know, if you're sitting there and you're like, well, I want to get this award. I want to do this. I want to get a Nobel Peace Prize. And then when you see Obama got one, here, you can have it back. If he can get one, hey, what's anyone can get it. And now the person that gave it to him is like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done it. But you can't take it back. I mean, I'm surprised there's nothing that you, okay, there's something, there's not something you could do that could, hey, we're revoking your thing. We're taking it back, your peace prize. Yep. But hey, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you're like those protesters, but you're doing something constructive. You're helping out. Using your energy for good. Not bad. Because that's what we're on this, you know, we're here to help people. That's what we're here to do. This country, and I think my friends on Facebook are starting to realize that a lot of my comments are not a left or right comment. It's, this is what's wrong with this country. We need to fix it. If Trump is so bad, let him fail. That way you can say, hey, see, I told you he screwed up. I wish we could have that. Where if Obama did a great job, you praise him. If he flunks like he did, you can say, hey, this is how bad it was. Look, there's a town in Tennessee where there is no insurance carrier on the exchanges. So none of them can get Obamacare. So what are they supposed to do? Are they going to get penalized because they can't get Obamacare? I wonder what they do. I'm going to look into that, and I'll let you know on Thursday, hopefully, what happens with those people that have no option for the Affordable Care Act. You know, what do they do? Obamacare is failing, but what did I tell you? It's not designed to work. It's designed to fail. Well, why don't we just make it simple, and we'll put in a single-payer healthcare system, nationalize it, just like all these other countries. Okay. Motion passes. That's what they want. That's what I told you from the beginning. Oh, but I'm just a kook. No. Do your homework. Do you think anyone wants to go to war? No. No, we don't. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks, and it was a sad, sad day today. It was a really sad day. Leicester City, storybook run in the Champions League comes to an end with a 2-1 defeat in aggregates to Atletico Madrid. I thought that they were going to do something. Craig Shakespeare's like, you know, we need to keep this going. And I think that those players have gotten a taste of the Champions League and they want to get back there. And I think this is going to motivate, because it was 5,000-1 that they would, if you put $5 on Leicester City to win the Premier League title last year, $5, 25,000 you would have gotten back at the end of the year. Because they were 5,000-1 to win the Premier League title. And what did God say? I'm going to produce a miracle. And that's what happened. They won it. And yeah, we got the FA Cup, you know, and United brought that back. But I was almost more excited for the fact that Leicester City, a club that's never had that opportunity to win the Premier League title, got that opportunity. That was just, it was sort of like the Milan Indians winning the Indiana State High School Basketball Championship. Now, if you don't know, in Indiana where I'm from, the best way I can describe Indiana is we're like 50 minutes away from the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500. And I've gone, this will be my 30th year. But in 1954, there was a little town in Ripley County called Milan High, and there were the Milan High Indians, and they're like a little podunk redneck school, like a farming school. And what happened is they got a coach, and this little tiny school defeated all the odds, and they made it to the Indiana State Championship game and won and beat the Muncie Central Bearcats. And the reason why they have like clock shot limits and stuff is because they held the ball. They got the score tied, and they held the ball forever, and then they made the final shot. And now they have time limits on how long you can hold the ball, because that's what they did, and because there were no limits back then. But, you know, to see Leicester City go as far as they did into the quarterfinals in the Champions League, it's just exciting. And you know, Craig Shakespeare said he's ready to come back, and he can't wait to get back there. And the players really want that too. And they were talking to Eddie Howe over the last weekend and stuff about Bournemouth and how he thinks about the team. And he goes, well, I have a format that I like to run with my players, and I don't like to change it up much, you know. When I find a system that works, I like to stick with it. You know, some managers say, okay, if we're not doing that great, we're going to change our format up and we're going to do this and that. And he likes to, this is what's helping us win, and I want to stay on that format and not change up the way my players are, where they are and positions they're at, just to keep some continuity. And I'm like, kind of like, I would want, if I was a manager, I'd want a little of both. I'd want to change it up. If it's not working what we normally do, I'd want to change it up so that we can do what we do. So we can do what works. And I know I bring up Alex Ferguson a lot, but he was someone like, okay, yeah, so what, we win the Champions League? Who cares? We play Leicester City on Sunday. So what if they're in the relegation zone? We got to play them. You know, he took every game seriously. I mean, and I think that's kind of what happened on Sunday with Manchester United. Antonio Conte took and sat there and was like, okay, I think some of those players on that team were like, oh, we're just playing Manchester United. They're okay, but they're not that great, and yada, yada, yada. And in the end, Manchester United's like, yeah, they're the best team. They're just amazing. We got to do something. And, of course, when I had the game, the match recorded, because we were at Mass, and I took my wife to where I was baptized and stuff. And we, by the time the it was over, I looked on my phone and it said that the match had started. I'm like, okay, let me see here. Okay. Wow, I was so into the services that I forgot that the match was going on. And but I thought there was going to be some fights out there with Diego Costa getting into it and things. And you're going to have aggression when you have two top teams fighting for 3 points. You're going to have that. But at some point, the referee's got to come in there and throw the card. But he's got to be fair about it. He can't sit there and throw a yellow card here when they didn't throw a yellow card here. If this should have been a yellow card, this should have been a yellow card. You know, don't call it both ways. And I think the calls were pretty good down the middle, you know, when there were yellow cards. But I thought I was waiting for like the stadium to erupt and have, like, you know, the benches come out. Because there were times where I thought, like, Diego Costa was, you know, there was going to be some fights going on between them and some of the Manchester players. No, there was no love lost with Zlatan Ibrahimovic or any of them, or Marcus Rashford or Lingard or any of them. But I was expecting, like, because I joked to my wife, like, yep, we lost 5-0. Because that's what I expected. When we went to my parents' house and picked up some stuff, some Easter food, and then we came back home and went upstairs onto the bed and started to watch the match. 8 minutes in, goal happens. I'm like, okay. And I'm just like going back and I'm like, Marcus Rashford? 7 minutes in? And I'm like on cloud nine. I'm like, this can't be happening. And then next thing I know, it is just like amazing. Cause then Ando Herrera scores the second goal 49 minutes. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And it was just, it was great 3 points. And you just wonder if like Chelsea is just like, they're so complacent that we're so good that, wait a minute here. Nah. You can't be complacent. You got to play. Manchester United needs to play like they did all the time. But the thing is, Manchester United, even though they are where they are in fifth place in the table, Manchester United, their shots on goal are high, but their goals are they're so short on goals. Now we got 60 points, but like, we should have way more goals than we do for being as high up as we are. And I think if a lot of these shots on goal would have went in the goal, we would have had a lot more wins than draws. And I think we'd be a lot higher. If we would have had, if our percentage of shots on goal to goals made was higher, to where we made more goals compared to, you know, we have 50 shots on goal, but we get like 3 goals. Expect to win and get points. You ain't gonna win Champions League or Premier League titles with just draws. It's not gonna happen. But you go back to Swansea, you know, when they, I mean, some people wonder if the team tanked for a while. Oh, you know, we got this that kind of just was thrown in here that the fans weren't really in support of or anything. And so, hey, that happened. So I don't want them. Let's just tank and then we'll get rid of them. And that's to me, that's wrong. And sometimes I wonder if, you know, that's happened before with football teams. But I think by the time the end of the season's over, I think we can easily get in the fourth place and get into the Champions League, and we won't have to get there. We won't have to secure a spot in the Champions League with a Europa League title. But anyways, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And with a firm alliance, and we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next Thursday coming up, good night and God bless. Goodbye.